Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, Oscar. Thanks for joining us. We're starting the show right on time today.
Almost on time.
Well, just three minutes late. Yeah.
Yes. Are we 3 minutes late?
11:03. 11:04. Big clock on the wall. Bing bong.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Not so good.
Do you know the big news story of the day?
Yes.
What?
Mitt Romney won.
No.
Oh.
No, that is a news story of the day.
That is a significant news story, but what is the bigger news story of the day?
Fresher. Think fresh.
Listen to this music.
Look at his eyes.
Ooh.
He might not even know the man.
No. Don Cornelius
died. There it is. There you go.
Our top story.
I was actually a big fan of Soul Train. When I was little, I was going through puberty watching it.
Rightly so.
Well, yeah. I think anyone from your age to the age 60 went through puberty when Soul Train was on the air.
Don Cornelius, who famously created Soul Train, was found dead in his Sherman Oaks, California home this morning.
Oh, dear.
And law enforcement sources tell us it appears...
Oh, wait, Mike, I'm sorry.
Soul Train, the hippest trip in America.
There he is.
60 nonstop minutes across the tracks of your mind. Into the exciting world of Soul with guest stars.
Oh, here we go.
The Dramatic. Barbara Mason.
Hi.
Ben E. King.
Ah, retro. Yeah.
And the Soul Train Gang.
Yeah.
And now, here's your host, Don Cornelius.
Was that Don Cornelius doing his own intro?
I believe it was.
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't he do his own intro?
In the great showbiz tradition of saving a dollar where you can.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Don Cornelius.
Anyway, let me say, law enforcement sources tell us it appears to have been a suicide.
Yeah.
Kind of a drag. Yeah. And, you know, I just, even, he had such a personality that I really was shocked when I heard suicide, because I thought, you know, bigger than life guy,
75,
gregarious, 75 years old, mellow guy.
Right.
Yeah, hey, I'm done. But he was the man,
right?
Yeah, he was
still the man.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? No matter how big his afro got or how small it got, he was always cool.
I was always confused between both Solid Gold and Soul Train.
Why?
Because they both had those sets. When you're a little kid, you're just like, oh my God, it's Soul Train. Oh no, Solid Gold.
Best way to delineate between the two.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Soul Train had that animated condom-like train.
Exactly.
Yes.
And of
kind
course,
of thrusting forward.
And yeah, it didn't really have a that would be a horrible train to ride.
Yes, it would.
Stop and start.
Oh, you'd be bucked off it like a mechanical bull.
It would be. It would
depending
be like,
on how you ride it.
It would be like flying Frontier Air.
Backwards.
So
the only airline where Rob and I took off backwards.
A great comedian, and I don't even remember who it was, but I do remember this bit years later. He says, why is it that no matter what time you wake up on Saturday morning, Soul Train is on television?
That's true.
You can get up at 5:45 or 1:30 in the afternoon.
All
Soul Train is on TV.
It was so much better than American Bandstand.
Yeah, and you know, it's still on. It's on one of the
Like the WB?
No, it's not the WB.
CW?
BET, one of
those? It is not BET, but it's like BET.
African-American Appeal Channel.
And are they one reruns those, or have they reincarnated?
No, it's the old
the
ones. And you can tune in and see, like, you know, like, the great old acts
TV
on Soul
One.
Train.
Oh, one of those.
It is TV One. I have a season pass for the Soul Train.
Cops discovered the body at around 4 a.m. Pacific time.
That's too bad.
Law enforcement sources tell us Cornelius died from a gunshot wound to the head.
Oh, I just solved the Soul Train scramble, Mike. It's Smith and Wesson.
Okay. Too soon.
Yeah. Is
way,
it?
Way
too soon. Will you discipline your brother?
I can only do so
he
much.
Please discipline your brother.
Did you see how excited he got?
I just washed his hair and I can't do a thing with him.
He said, oh my God, this is going to kill.
He doesn't have that
so
switch.
So to speak, and now who's being inappropriate?
All right, let me ask you this. What if it was Jerry?
If it was Jerry?
You'd be mad.
You'd be out of your mind.
Yeah.
You'd be pissed off if Buzz said that.
Yeah, but Jerry wouldn't kill himself.
Oh, you never know that. That's not true.
Let's look at the big board. Washed up.
Isolate that.
You know, I don't know if he would be sad if it was Jerry.
Do I have to tell you what a joy and a thrill it is to pull this trigger? A man stands alone.
Mixed emotions.
With
baby.
A bing and a bang and a hey! Oh, with the bullet and the flavor.
Right, so we're told Cornelius was taken to the hospital where he's pronounced dead. That's a shame.
Where
Soul Train changed the landscape of television when it debuted in 1971. Ran all the way until 2006.
That's quite a long run.
Same age as me,
1971.
Bitter divorce proceedings in 2009.
Ooh.
He told an L.A. judge he was suffering from significant health issues and wanted to finalize this divorce before I die. I saw a recent YouTube clip of him. He looked like maybe he was very, very ill.
Oh, that's too
so. That's a shame. Cornelius was arrested in 2008 for beating up his wife.
I remember that.
He pled no contest to misdemeanor domestic violence and was placed on 3 years probation. His probation had just terminated. And what else do we have on this? The divorce was granted in 2010. Sources close to Don tell us that the TV icon was plagued with health issues for years, including a stroke and a condition that required brain surgery.
Oh, so, wow, I didn't know that.
That's a shame.
It's gotta be depressing. Yeah.
Safe home
sure,
to Don.
Absolutely.
And he was. I think he got his start. He was a DJ in Philadelphia, wasn't he? A soul DJ.
Right. Yeah.
And you were doing the thing earlier that another comic did of a Soul Train produced by Don.
Produced by Don Cornelius.
Directed by.
Written and directed by Don Cornelius. And now, Mr. Cornelius's wardrobe is furnished by Don Cornelius Fashions. Don Cornelius products are exclusively distributed by Don Cornelius.
And that was before BET and obviously TV One. That was back when it was difficult to get funding for a black television
show.
You
know what's strange? There's only. I feel like these icons of entertainment, especially the guys that are kind of retiring or dying off now, they took with their craft, which was radio. That's where everybody started.
Sure.
And then they built these empires and turned them into TV shows.
Right. Uh-huh.
And the only guy that I can think of right now there's two guys. One is Howard Stern. The other is Ryan Seacrest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there aren't this lineage of men that were able to do these things.
Well, but when you look at Howard and you look at Ryan, you know, there aren't many of them. In each generation, you got like a 2-3 guys that do that.
Howard has paved his own road, but I think Ryan and Buzz, you said it. He's Dick Clark. He's following Clark's path entirely.
Not only that, Oscar, but a lot of the people who are on television, from news anchors to David Letterman to a lot of other people, you know, Merv Graham. I mean, a lot of people had backgrounds as radio DJs.
Well,
that's how they started
out. For example, Lowell Melzer got his start on radio.
Another great example.
What I like about what we're doing is we're taking that radio foundation and going backwards.
Yes.
Exactly.
Thank you very much.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You're really into computers, huh?
Yeah. Wow.
What?
We got something. We're in. Hello. How are you?
Excellent.
How can I talk?
It's not a real voice. This box just interprets signals from the computer and turns them into sound.
Shall we play a game?
Oh, love to. How about global thermonuclear war?
Wouldn't you prefer a good game of chess?
Later. Let's play Global Thermonuclear War.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital. It's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
From the Cappy FIFO Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hey, for the opening, Buzz.
Yes?
I need a rewrite.
Okay.
I want you to spice that opening up a little bit.
Get me a rewrite.
It's like, from the Cappy FIFO Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. No. I'd like to make it sizzle.
Live.
That's all I'm going to tell my chief copywriter.
All right.
Make it sizzle a little
bit
more.
I learned an expression about Quincy Jones. When he wants that, he says, this needs some garlic salt.
There you go.
Give it some garlic salt, Buzz.
I will.
Downloaded over 11.5 million times in 149 countries, still growing every single day. It is Feb 1.
It is.
Ooh.
It's the 1st of February, 2012.
What happened to the first month of the year, Mike? It just went by like crazy.
Groundhog Eve.
God. You know, my third day of waiting on, you're giving me a headache already.
It's me that's giving you the headache, I'm sure.
718-506-1625. Here's our number. 718-506-1625.
Right.
Call today. I promise I will take at least one phone call today. If you call today, I will take at least one phone call. Are you excited about that?
I am. And you know, I'm disappointed with our phone number because it has a one in it. We can't make it spell something. Wouldn't it be great if it was like 718-506-ASS?
Well, you can call it that.
Okay.
Make the 1625 ASS.
Right.
Okay, very good. Well, what is 6, 2, and 5?
Let me see.
We can work that out.
I don't know.
Maybe what about gyms?
Maybe when we're not on
it's
the air.
It's not gyms.
Yeah. Why don't you try working on that at home? 718-506-1625. Our show today is brought to you by our good friend Jimmy at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern.
Uh-huh.
Jimmy's annual Super Bowl bash is coming up this Sunday. Rob and I are going to be really trying to maintain our willpower, so
yes.
It's up to Buzz and Ronick to do their job and party hardy.
I'm eating wings. I'm having the pastrami. I have the clam chowder.
I'm not talking about the food. I'm talking about getting sloppy.
Yeah.
Try to get sloppy.
Someone's got to make a fool of themselves.
Somebody's got to make an ass of
themselves. I thought you meant with wing sauce.
No, do you remember?
You know what? It might be me.
No. Be strong.
Don't do it, Mike.
Remember the warm, happy, engaging buzz that we had at the library?
Listen, why don't you talk your friend into having a beer with his
buddy? Oh, this is such. You know what this is? This is the healthiest relationship ever. Why don't you talk your friend into getting drunk?
Well, because if
Rob gets drunk, then I can get drunk.
That's exactly right.
We're gonna have a
free football pool for the first 100 fans,
right?
With prizes after every quarter, except for Oscar. We'll be there at 4 for Jimmy. That was on the copy.
It's in the copy. No. Except for Oscar, we'll all be there at 4.
That's
passive
right.
aggressive.
Exactly.
I mean, really? Come on. It's a party.
Yeah, it's a party.
We'll be there at 4 for Jimmy's Jeopardy. Let me tell you, I'll tell you in a second what I got at the beginning in the pre-show today. This is what I get.
Yeah,
okay. We'll be there at 4 for Jimmy's Jeopardy. Reservations are recommended. Call 703-435-GYMS.
Jim's.
And all this week, specials on Giants food,
right,
including pastrami and Nathan's hot dogs. Jimmy's really, he's so got it together as a bar owner.
He does.
He really does.
He gets into the spirit of it.
And Patriot food, including lobster rolls and clam chowder.
Yeah.
Plus Brooklyn and Sam Adams lagers and Jimmy's Old Town Tavern. Is in Herndon, Virginia. We'll see you there Sunday. Should be, if it holds true, should be 75 degrees.
That's right. We'll be out on
the
deck.
We'll
be out on the deck for Jimmy's Super Bowl luau.
So I'm listening to Rob, and Rob's going to be maintaining his weight not program,
right,
by not having a drink. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying, well, it's the Super Bowl. You ought to diverge a little bit, even though I just started my Jumpstart program.
Right.
But Rob's like, the only time Rob's talking about how he's going to get, the only time he's going to party is when he's with Ronick.
Right. Yeah.
Not with any of us.
That's how it goes.
Not with any of us for like a real. But when I get
it has to do
when
with
I the, get together with Mark after Maya's party, we're going to go.
Jesus.
The adults are going to have a party. That's when I'm really going to.
Where did you get
when
your.
I'm really going to cut loose and have
really,
a great
really,
time.
Who
meanwhile,
programmed your hearing?
I've got a promotion where people, our listeners, are going to show up and pay money at Jimmy's to see us have a great time and be goofy and drunken.
What is your selective hearing? What are your priorities? When I said I'm going to wait till March. Now, the fact is, I'll be with Mark in March.
Yes.
But I'm not drinking because Mark.
What about this? I have actually have a wild.
You don't get to talk because you're not going to be
I've
there.
I've got a wild.
I tell you what, why don't you go and bone your girl and enjoy yourself?
Hey, have a good time.
Rob Spiewak.
Or cuddle.
Jesus. Rob Spiewak, calm yourself.
Bone. He meant
cuddle. Calm yourself. You have gone over the line.
Have I? I'm so sorry. We're all not ourselves, what with the passing
I've
of Don Cornelius.
I've got a wild card.
Yes.
I think Katie Powers is going to be there.
She is going to be there.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Then I need to keep my wits about me if I want to make that play.
No, but nothing plays better than maybe Rob with a couple of Shirley Temples.
You're really helping, as always.
I feel this is not for me. Uh-huh. I really don't care. Personally.
Well, then let's move on.
This is for the people that come out and
listeners.
Well, here's the bottom line. You and I drinking iced tea.
Bottom
and
line,
I want to maintain my program.
You're not
right. Mike needs
because
to do it.
Because I need to maintain my program now more than ever.
Right.
So I'm just telling everybody in this room, we got to just act completely obnoxious.
Goofy.
Without alcohol.
Trust me, I can do that.
Right.
And I can be as engaging and wondrous.
Nope. No pants by halftime.
That's right.
My pledge to you.
And you know what? Nobody in pants at all.
And it's really not for the listeners. This is for the client.
This is their
expectations.
They expect us to entertain people.
And we shall.
And, well, you more than anybody, I want you to be Goofy Rob. Yeah. You're going to have to be Goofy. Because once the game starts,
you will complain that I'm giving you a headache before kickoff. That's how great I'll be.
All right. Okay, I know you're waiting till March, but it just was, I was sitting over here with our, with our promotion that we've got.
And you didn't need to bring this up. You didn't need to bring this up.
May I add one more thing,
yes,
please?
Oh, please do.
I mean, let's be honest.
Let's be honest. At the end of the day, not going to be there.
Thanks. I will say that
you do suck for that incident.
No. I own it.
You suck for not being. I own
it. And you know what? That makes it okay.
No, it doesn't make it okay. And I apologize. I think you're a lot of fun when you're sober.
As are you.
You're great. You're fun.
But he is my favorite drunk.
Yes, but when you drink, you're a 10.
So would you blow off an appearance for me?
I wish somebody else would start talking.
Oh, if I had a nickel.
Well, anyway, you're going to have to see what happens.
It's going
to
be great.
See how it shakes out at Jimmy's. We're all going to be there starting at 4. Everybody is in their seats at 4.
That's right. 4-3-5 Jim's.
And really, once the game starts, I'm kind of, I'm kind of absorbed because I've got a rooting interest
you
in
do.
This.
Right.
My lifelong team, the Giants. And, I'm just thinking about what I'm going to wear.
But well before the game, we have Jodhpurdy. And also, what my favorite thing is Mike O'Mara's running commentary during the commercials.
I don't know, though. That's, you know what that is.
Then I will, you know what?
That is alcohol-fueled more than anything.
I will take a page from the Bolivian book. I will own that. I will comment on the commercials.
You know, I'd like to modify the program this year.
Okay, very good.
Ooh. I would like, here's a request to Mr. Jimmy.
Okay.
I would really, really
like. And let's call him that from now on.
Here's what, you know how you can make me happy?
How?
You can work the crowd so that we actually can enjoy the commercials. What about going to a bar where you could really enjoy the commercials?
Oh, I think it's
like you're in. Let's make Jimmy's with the 200 plus people that are going to be there.
Fun, yeah.
Let's make it seem as though we're in somebody's living room.
This is great.
So we can really get.
And I'll tell you why.
And really watch them like we're watching a TV show.
About 15, 20 years ago, when going to a bar to watch Monday Night Football was a big deal, the deal was is that they would play 100 seconds of dance music during the commercials to keep the crowd pumped up. We want the chemical opposite of that.
Right.
We want focus on the commercials.
See if you can make that happen.
I just have an idea. What's tough about when you're commentating on the commercials is that people actually want to see the commercial.
Right.
And since
you've
got 30, 60 seconds, and I don't know, maybe Jimmy can come up with this, but if we went to Kinko's and actually made like a thumbs up or thumbs down with our logo on the back, everybody would get one, they walk in and they hold them up.
That's a great idea.
You know what? That's from the William Castle book. It's like the movie Mr. Sardonicus.
No,
thumbs up or thumbs down.
Everybody gets a yes, no cardboard sheet.
Yes.
There you go.
And at the end of the commercial, yes or no, hold up your signs.
Like the Hawkeyes game.
Yeah.
That is a great idea.
A huge yes on the top of it, a huge no at the bottom. When we hand it to them, it's their responsibility to fold it.
Then we're not going to do our drunken patter because I think that was for a number of people maybe a little obnoxious.
I don't know. I really enjoyed it.
See, we thought we were funny.
I thought we were hilarious.
Then you can actually see the commercial.
See the commercials. It's quiet. And then hold up your signs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, no.
And then let's tally.
Yes.
We have somebody tally it, like RJ or something.
Yeah, or interns.
We'll have some interns writing down.
Brilliant.
And then by the end of
Super
Bowl,
we can trust Zoolander to that.
We have our
but it's interactive and it's fun.
And we'll broadcast it on the air. We'll take the tally and we'll do it on this show.
Yes. Oh, good
a
idea.
A little recycling of the show. Yeah.
See, there you go.
You scored a point there. That's very good. You used your brain for good.
Can you text?
Not evil.
And not evil.
Can you text us your votes? We want you to be included.
Such a dick.
Jesus. On the program, Skype you in. On the program, we've covered Don Cornelius. We'll have more in the audio vault. Mm-hmm. Really, I am bummed. I grew up watching that show, and that is a drag for me.
He was a cool guy.
The first thing I want to tell you about, Newt, please go to 46 more states.
You enjoy the struggle.
This not only fits into my politics, of course, because watching the other guys do this, but I also think that I like the fact that here's the biggest part of Newt today that I loved is Mitt Romney on the Today Show this morning saying that
Song by Ambrosia.
Newt has not called to congratulate him, and that he called Newt to congratulate, and that Newt never calls to congratulate when he loses
because he's
Newt
a dick.
Is such a dick.
He's a dick.
But I want Newt in the. I really do, and it's like the Newt supporters that I've had sparring matches with online.
Right.
They can be dicks too. Yeah. It's like that one guy that I unfriended that was just horrible.
Yeah.
Like out of the shoot, I said something about the I said something about the president's speech, and that guy comes on and goes F you, Evan, like that.
There's some anger out there.
Yeah. Well, didn't Sarah Palin come out and say people should endorse Newt just to piss off the liberals?
Yes.
And I mean, that's really, he is being liberal in such a way to just piss people off.
Or conservative.
Forgive me. Yeah, he's being that conservative. That's not the way to win. And it's really, he's a dick. He's a dick by profession.
Let's go to John in Falls Church, Virginia. John, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, John.
Hey, Mike, I was just listening to the podcast over the video stream and thought I would call in and piss you guys off.
Nice. Like
you
that.
Did not succeed, sir.
It's not working.
Thank you very much. That's
never,
my kind
I've
of
never
call
been
right
happier.
There.
In like and that. Out.
So I just would like to see old Nudie because he brings a dimension of, the way I put it in the tease for the show today, of poor sportsmanship that you just don't really
you don't
see
get
anymore.
Anymore.
You know what? A lot of
I really enjoy that.
You would see it in Great Britain. When the people get really pissed off in Parliament,
you
there's
suck.
Some of that. Yeah.
Don't you feel like he's like the Bill Belichick of politics?
Oh, 100%. There was some ad that he ran that was... God, this was... I was down in South Florida. Oh, I know what it is. He apparently is doing his organization. Mm-hmm. He will deny being attached to this organization. But some organization for Newt was doing robocalls that said that Mitt Romney's policies took kosher food out of the mouths of Holocaust survivors.
Elderly people, elderly Holocaust
survivors. Wow.
You need a Newt. Newt is like the bottom of the barrel, and it's fun to...
He's
to
playing dirty. Politics.
Can I just a quick government education here? How long can this last? Like, I thought that you would go through Iowa, South Carolina, Florida, and then you usually have a candidate, like
you
somebody that's
go,
a front runner.
It can last till summertime when they have the Republican National Convention.
Now, every state every state have a primary? Because I know sometimes the primaries there's several states' primaries on the same day.
Over the next month, this rash of debates that we've had will quell. There'll be very few debates over the next month. There'll be very few states doing much of anything over the next month except for caucuses. And none of them that occur this month are terribly important.
Okay.
So it's going to be a very quiet month in that respect. These guys are going to have to stir things up themselves if they want coverage.
Let me ask another question. I'll play dumb here because I don't know myself.
I don't know the
Florida, like when he wins in Florida, and they say Florida is a big deal, and I remember
50 delegates, all winner take all.
Right.
He gets 50 delegates.
So when we get to the convention,
yes.
Florida has already been decided.
Right.
He gets that
Chairman,
delegation.
The great state of Florida pledges its 50 delegates to the next president of the United States, Mitt Romney.
And remember Tim Russert, he would say, Florida, Florida, Florida.
And, then those are like, if you for delegates, you pick up, those are like Super Mario gold coins. And even if you don't win, if you have enough gold coins, you can wedge your way into the convention to speak or to raise your profile in the party.
Okay.
It's the way it works.
Right. All right.
Nice.
Very antiquated, actually. Yeah. A very antiquated political system.
In that case, I like it.
When we come back, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, two movie reviews, contemporary movies still in theaters that I have for you, and similar movies. And I've actually begun to leave a certain genre of film now because both these movies piss me off.
Really?
I'll tell you about that. Yeah, they're both Oscar nominated, too. I'll tell you about those when we come back. Do you remember when it was time? Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. I'm on it. Rob's on it. RJ's on it. We hope you're on it, too. If you need to lose weight, a lot of people don't try to lose weight because they think they're going to fail. Well, not on Weight Not, because you get those immediate results. I love it. I love it. 2 days into this, 3 days into this, and I'm thrilled with the results that I get on Weight Not. And, I do have one embarrassment. I'm walking around. I feel like I'm wearing clown pants already.
Yeah.
Because my legs seem to right away, lose the weight. It's very frustrating.
The last time I wore my suit, when I sat down, it went up to my nipples. The pants did. I felt like Maury Amsterdam.
Rob, you are 50 pounds down?
56, thank
56
you.
56 pounds
I had a
down.
Big night, awesome. 56. And keep in mind, nearly 30 of those pounds in the month of January.
That is excellent.
Here's the great thing about Weight Not also. You commiserate with people that are on the program. I'm going to be leaning on Rob a lot because I know Rob has lots of good strategies and techniques as far as the way he eats his food.
Oh, he's got
the way he does that. And I'm going to kind of tap him because I've used my little strategies and given him suggestions.
Yes.
But that's the nice thing
you
about
invented,
Weight Not.
You perfected the taco salad.
The taco salad is
but
my
right
go-to.
Now I have 4.7 ounces of chicken and an apple in my car. So let's wind up the show, please.
You guys actually gave me some great advice. For my mom. My mom's lost 27 pounds.
Awesome.
She get over the plateau?
She just got over the plateau.
Nice.
Yay. Good
stuff. Yeah, because she started the apple diet 2 days ago. I mentioned it to her, and I didn't realize she started, and she said that she's back on track.
What a lot of people don't know about Weight Not, and I discussed this with my medical doctor, Weight Not is designed to trick your body. because our body is programmed to live out like cavemen.
Right.
And if you keep eating the same things,
right,
your body gets accustomed to it and sort of plateaus. Weight Not mixes it up. Your diet is different one day a week. You can have a day where you eat totally apples. You have a day where you just eat meat. It tricks your body into losing the weight, and that's why it's so effective.
855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486, or weightnot.com. Unbelievable results you can believe in. Okay, the movie corner.
Yes.
Carla hates movies. You guys know that,
yeah,
right? So because I'm in the Screen Actors Guild, I get to screen a lot of movies.
Mm-hmm. You get to vote?
I get to vote, but I was a bad SAG member. I did not vote on the awards this year because I didn't get to see all the movies.
Right.
But
if you stay on Wait Not, those pants might win a SAG award. I tell you what, pal.
Jesus Christ.
Because they're so loose.
So I'm watching
Fozzie Bear.
The two movies that are Oscar nominated that have gotten a lot of buzz are Iron Lady with Meryl Streep.
Yes. Glenn Close as Meryl Streep in.
No.
You know.
I wanted to see that.
Oh, God. Enough with the British.
Really? Well, you didn't like
Can
speech?
We just remove our lips from the British teat?
That's what Paul Revere said.
And I was all in. I used to be. I mean, I watched Sense and Sensibility.
Yeah, you did.
I've got
to like that stuff.
I've got Downton Place on my TiVo ready to be recorded.
Notting Hill?
Downton Abbey?
Notting Hill, I like that. I used to like. But now after the last two movies that I have screened, even though Meryl Streep is an American actress playing British,
right,
it's just as British, British, British. And first of all, I'll take them separately.
Okay.
Iron Lady, the flashback. The flashback has and always will be bullcrap in movies. It's a cheap, tawdry, crappy way to tell a story, and you tell a story with flashback.
What do they do
when you don't have any other? It's
how
it
what
sucks.
Do they flashback to? Is it a sex scene?
Well, they start with her like all feebed out, and she has hallucinations of her husband, which is or is not true. I don't know,
right,
but I don't need it. I don't. It's like already you're telling a story about one of the great leaders, Margaret Thatcher, in world history, and I've got to have Jim Broadbent, who's sitting there as her, and I'm like, is he there? What, oh, he's not there. Oh, she's seeing him. F that, because you can't tell a story about one of the great leaders in history with one of the greatest actresses, and they punt it. And I say,
so you
F
don't
them.
You don't blame Meryl Streep.
No, Meryl Streep is Meryl Streep.
Right.
She's
or Glenn
great.
Close.
And
she's
never
one of those
she
yeah,
never
same
gets
thing.
She never gets bad reviews because
right.
she does her job.
Right.
It's the storyteller that does a
what
crappy
is the story.
Story
aside from clearly, you know, the
well,
fact that she was a great
in
leader.
In between, both these movies have a similarity in that I logged significant times of lack of consciousness in the
films.
Because they are so slow and so they drag on so much. Iron Lady, the gist of it is just looking back at her history
right.
as far as how she became the Prime Minister of Britain, and then flash forwarding to what she is now, which is a doddering old woman.
Is she able to bring the sexuality to the screen of the real life Margaret Thatcher?
No,
or as I call her, Peggy?
That's great, great sex
How
scenes.
Would you compare this film to The King's Speech?
I would give The King's Speech a 10, and I would give this movie a 1.
Wow.
That's how
they wanted to see it.
This movie sucked ass on every level. And it's got Meryl Streep with fake teeth in the role of Margaret Thatcher, so it gets a great buzz.
Of course.
F that. The fact that this movie is nominated is criminal. Because there are plenty of other performances.
Well, do you think it's being nominated on the fact that Meryl Streep is in it?
No, it's her, but she got the nomination.
And that's it. Right. That's it.
And the movie get nominated?
She'll be beaten. No, I think just the actor.
How would you compare this film to the Road Trip DVD?
The Road Trip DVD would be a 2.
Okay.
This Meryl Streep movie is a 1.
It is less British.
Much less British.
Yeah.
So, the flash forward this week.
Yes.
I'm on the wait not. I want to get my ass out of the house because I'm going to eat something if I'm in the house.
Something I advised you yesterday, especially on this first week, you got to keep busy.
Yeah, stay active.
Gary Oldman, one of my all-time favorite actors, gets an Oscar nomination for Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy, which is a spy thriller.
Supposed to be.
So I go bopping out to the theater. You know, you can't find it in Manassas because it's got some sort of plot.
It's not in 3D. Though.
That's right. It's not 3D with robots.
How about
so you won't find that in Stupidville.
I was up by the, I took the little shortcut and I drove by, you know, where you have your bowling alley and your ice cream stand up there.
Yes, yes.
There's a movie theater in
there.
That's
the most popular attraction in Manasshole.
What, the ice cream stand?
Is the ice cream stand. But it's closed now until April.
Of course.
When people will wait in line, correct me if I'm wrong.
Oh, I've seen it.
Wait in line for 4 hours to get a soft serve ice cream cone in the land of the lobotomy.
And that's better than Klein's Freeze, right? That's further up 28.
Yeah, but that'll get its share of people,
too.
Gets
a line.
But
a line.
Nathan's Dairy Bar, will have people literally, you know, almost backed up all the way to the miniature golf course. In the land of fun, in this showbiz mecca of hole that I live in.
When it gets real hot, that ice cream sure do melt fast.
God, log a little time in South Florida and then roll back here
but
for
is
a
that,
few days.
Is that movie theater? Is that movie theater by the Bowl America? Is that an abandoned movie theater?
No, that actually is. It smells like ass. Yes. But it has
smells like ass movie theater.
It has first run features, and I've been to that movie as a go to on a couple of occasions. And right. I think at one point they fancied themselves a cinema and draft house.
Oh, really?
So
oh.
You can go in there
now.
And
it just smells like beer.
It's a weird theater. Yeah. It's a weird theater. It's like somebody just threw some seats in there.
Yeah.
Isn't there a Regal, I think, 12, like a modern theater?
Down the other end of town, down where you
yes,
are.
Yes, absolutely.
You could go across the street. And
I've actually been
cinema.
To that theater. That's why I remember.
But I went into Fairfax because I went into the educated county because that's the only place you can see this highbrow film.
$15 a ticket?
Which was Tinker, Tailor, Soldier Spy. Mm-hmm. Gary Oldman. I mean, I'm stunned.
Yeah.
I am stunned. This movie, to say this movie was moved at a glacial pace is an understatement. This movie has nothing. Mm. This movie has, it is so, you have to concentrate so totally to even follow this plot, to figure out what's going on with these spies. There are shades of intrigue, but they're not. I swear to God, it was horrible.
And it has to. A movie like that has to move, or it can't work. Mm.
I will do every scene that Oscar-nominated Gary Oldman is in. This is how he plays it.
All right.
Ask me anything, I will be Gary Oldman.
Do you think that we are going to have any chance of getting this caper done?
I don't know.
Oh, boy. He blinks.
Yeah. I don't know.
Slowly, he blinks.
Oh, God. I don't. Movies are. We're going into an area where I'm noticing there is a trend in acting where I'm all for less is more.
Right.
Okay. And I know you play it, but guys, the cool, laid back performance is like that. Nobody's emoting anymore.
Right.
There's no.
Right.
I mean, and it's gotten ridiculous.
Yeah, you don't need to chew the scenery, but
you don't need to chew the scenery.
Something, you know.
Oh my God! I mean, it's like that's what we have, and I'm really starting to get. You know, when is the last great?
What about
movie? I want to go see something that's going to wow me.
Can you think? When is the last time you saw an action adventure thriller, for lack of a better word, that you
loved? I will give credit to Mission Impossible: Ghost Protocol as a fairly decent movie with special effects,
kind of campy.
Yeah, kind of campy. Yeah. Not overdone with the special effects, and a simple enough plot where it's stupid, and you can get you. It's a diversion.
If I go back, I think the last one I saw was the Bourne trilogy. Yeah. I think the Bourne trilogy is quite excellent.
Did I take a break yet?
You took one.
Jesus, I scared myself there for a second. I got so wound up. That's what you know. I'm
right getting involved. That's a good sign.
Settle down. It's not a real show.
I know. What were you going to say?
No, I just think it's curious because you're really a film buff at the end of the day.
I love movies. My wife does not. And I'm beginning to come to my wife's side because these movies are beginning to suck so totally. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
If you walk in with low expectations, I love walking in with low expectations. I don't care what people say.
Yeah. Right.
Because then either I'm pleasantly surprised or I'm not as disappointed as I would
be. But you're right.
My thing is I'm not going to go to the film unless I've got high expectations.
Okay. Right.
Maybe I should change
And there has been a trend of either so low-key and so glacial that it's impossible to stay interested in the story or this continuous hum of explosions that goes on for 20 minutes.
Mission Impossible.
It's Transformers. It's hard to. Yeah. Well, I don't mind. Yeah. I don't mind explosions. It's just, you know, they should let up occasionally.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Here's one of the great examples of having no expectations and saying, I'm going to turn my brain off because this is one of the stupidest movies. I went in to see Dumb and Dumber with the lowest expectations, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself.
That is a,
me too.
That is a great film.
Because it probably...
If it entertains.
It just entertains you, you know? And then, you know, there are movies like, I don't want to sound gay, but Gladiator.
Yeah.
Oh, great
which
film.
I can watch 50 times in a row because that's just got it all. Mm-hmm. That's got it all. That's got some real acting
I think
in
one
it.
Of the things for you is, and it's the same with me, because you don't have Carla to go to the movies with. You don't go very often.
I don't go often at all.
You assign too much value to every movie you see.
I do.
Because they're rare.
I do. And when I hear Oscar nomination, I'm like,
oh, you
got
to go see it.
I sit down and I'm like, oh, this is going to, and then it's just like, oh,
and you're going to get to a point where well, God, if every movie I have to see has to mean something, then I just won't go at all.
But again, you have to put that in perspective and know that they're nominating, what, 10 movies for Best Picture?
Nine this year, up to 10. Yeah.
That's just stupid. And, right. and also that a lot of these nominations are for more for lifetime achievement than for the actual that year's performance.
Alec Baldwin came out against the 10 nominations.
And what was his reason?
He said, look, I've been in this business forever. This is clearly marketing. Stupid. And you're watering down the product.
Right. It's totally watering down the product.
Brave of him to say
and
it.
And now you've got, now this Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, this movie could be, you know, it's not a stupid film. It's a well-crafted film, but it's just so slow-moving and it's so dry. And, you know, I think that's just the type of movie that would get passed over in years past. Mm-hmm. And it just frustrates me. It seems that, I don't know, more and more as I'm going to the movies, I'm walking out with that fear. I hate walking out pissed off. I walked out of that movie pissed off.
If you were Gene Shalit, I know what your headline would be. It would be,
I've got black shoe polish hair.
It would be,
I'm 98 years old.
Stinker Taylor, Soldier Spy. That would be what he would write for that. Thank God we didn't.
I'm trying to think of the last, you know, Mission Impossible was entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it wasn't a movie that I walked away saying, oh my
Scorsese
God.
Scorsese film? It's a kid's film, but I almost want to watch it.
I want to go see Hugo. Hugo is on my list.
The best movie that I was surprised with, and I was early, I didn't know a thing about it. We went for a screening back with, it was the Days of the Don and Mike show.
Right.
We just showed up. I hadn't read word one about the movie called Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Oh,
I said, we're going to see a movie. I said, okay. So I went in the theater and sat down, and I remember the first thing.
That's a thrill ride.
Yes. The first thing I saw is, hey, John Travolta's in this.
Yeah, right.
Hey, that's kind of neat.
Yep.
And then I proceeded to see a dynamic movie that kind of set a new table for the way movies are made. Telling a story out of order, all these people.
Delightful.
In it. And really it's so delightful. Cool to see a movie where you have no idea what's coming, because nowadays you see everything in the trailer anyway.
Yeah, I hate that too.
Rarely you get that treat.
Mike, if you want a punt, and it's probably going to cost you $4, watch Cowboys and Aliens and stare at Olivia Wilde. That's it.
Also great.
And I love Olivia Wilde, and that's why I watched it, but the movie lost.
Olivia Wilde.
It was a horrible movie.
The good thing about Olivia Wilde is that Olivia Wilde is one of those rare creatures who is on the upward curve.
Yes.
You know, sometimes those matinee idols, they get to they hit that wall pretty early.
Yeah.
Olivia Wilde has...
Sometimes they peak before you even become aware of them.
From TV to film.
Where did she come from?
I would like to sully her appearance.
Oh, God, I got to get the seasons in house.
Olivia Wilde, I think the thing about Olivia Wilde is the eyes. Her eyes are incredible.
Yeah. Fox-like.
But right now, on my radar, I'm like, maybe that Hugo, but you know what? I will do that. I will go see Hugo, and I will steal myself for
disappointment. Low expectations, though.
And hold it. Are you going to see it in 3D?
Well, if it's available in 3D, I will. But I'm told that the 3D is not the Disney type of 3D.
Said,
it's not really necessary.
He said that you're not going to see a paddleball man. He said, actually, it's very helpful in the storytelling.
Now, I gave you that copy of whatchamacallit.
I can't get Carrie to sit down and watch it. So.
You give it back tomorrow if you do not
watch
it tonight.
I'd like to borrow it, please, if it's possible.
Because really, I want somebody to comment.
I will watch it tonight.
Which one is this?
This is the black and white, the artist.
Oh, I don't want that.
Black and white. Okay.
I want to mention that you could probably kill two birds with one stone if you take your daughters.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, hey, I can do that tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, there you go.
Perfect.
Now you've got a
perfect.
Night.
I was going to do dinner, but I can't do dinner because I'm doing the wait. Not. I'll take them out to the thing tonight. That'll
now
be
you
perfect.
Go.
You go tonight. I'll
and
see
they can
they
have
go.
Nachos for dinner.
Hey, delicious nachos for dinner. Also on the program, I want to mention this. This is a preliminary announcement about something we're going to do. I just almost to save the date.
Okay.
What I want people to do is save the date of the second Saturday in June. If you are a biker, if you are a motorcycle enthusiast, please save the second Saturday in June. I will be doing another ride. We will be announcing the benefactor of the proceeds of this ride. Hopefully it's the same one. Can't make that announcement until they commit to it. And we're very excited about
June 9th, Mike.
With Patriot Harley-Davidson and the Harley Owners Group of Fairfax with Bob Trost, our good friend. And we are looking forward to that. So bikers, get ready. It's going to be a great day and another great ride. I love working with Lyndon over at Patriot Harley-Davidson.
Great people.
Really, really happy that they're on board for that again this year.
And thank you, Bob.
Too. Mark that on the go. We've got some major announcements coming up about the show, not just with this little Super Bowl party, which we're excited about. Mm-hmm. On Monday, we will have another announcement, a big announcement about the show. Probably the biggest thing we've ever done with the show.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're extraordinarily busy.
Hands down.
Very busy.
No question.
Before we go to break here, I do want to tell a very brief story. I am getting close to Beluga more so than I have before. Mm. He's coming over to me. He's hanging out with me. He's sitting in my lap last night, watched TV.
A lot of times dogs do that right before they die.
Well,
Rob,
it's interesting you bring that up. Oh, I can laugh at that. Well, Carla won't like Rob.
No, no. Well, Carla, you know, has never really been a fan. So why, you know, even,
what a fan of you?
Yeah.
You think that.
I think of Beluga as the.
Why do you think that?
Who this very weekend said, has he always been a dork?
That still burns, huh?
A little bit.
That'll never stop.
Let
hurting.
It go.
Yeah.
No.
Incidentally, thanks to all the people that are photoshopping Rob and his gay schoolmate.
Yeah, I enjoyed the accurate representation of my erection.
Yes.
Thank you. Special thanks for
one
that.
One of my all-time favorites. Keep them coming, folks.
Yes.
And did you still have your dork picture on your Facebook page?
Yes, of course.
Very good.
Thank you for referring to it as that.
Right.
My dork picture.
I commented. Oh, wait, well, first of all, I was hammered last night.
Yes. Shocking when you post a picture of the monkeys.
Well, I've never posted on Rob's wall ever. And I wouldn't say I was hammered. I probably had a second glass of wine.
Okay.
After I got home.
What kind of wine were we drinking?
It was just some cheap Barefoot wine. It was who knows?
Barefoot. Half a one and a half loss.
It was like $10.
$5.99.
Yeah, whatever it was. I got it at the gas station. Classic.
Oh God.
I thought perhaps
fill her up.
No one in your family made it?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I guess I'll throw the sponsorship away, but I can't drink that crap.
I agree.
That Barefoot stuff. RJ brought a atomizer jug to Carl and her mother. For one of the championship games we were watching, and oh god, I took a swig.
For one thing, you don't want to name a wine Barefoot.
Yeah,
no, I just that's not good.
I made the mistake. I usually go to Oakton Wine Shop, who's a friend of the show and a sponsor of the show.
Yeah, Brian will help you out.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, no big deal. I've been at this game for 2 weeks, and I picked that up, and I'm like, nope. Like it can't be that bad.
Well,
it
really can't be that bad. Doesn't have like a little medal on it.
Yes, you know,
it won this competition.
It almost looks classy.
They really market it a great way.
But if they sell it at Shell, I don't know. And I pick it up. I get home and I see that picture of Rob's on my feed, and I'm like, oh, that mother ever.
Awesome.
I don't know. It just got me heated. So then I get on your page and I realize
I'm gonna write on his page.
I was gonna write FAG on his.
Oh, geez.
His profile picture, but I was like, that's just hate talk. I'm not going to do that.
How is that hateful?
But then I scroll down and you had a pre-Abbey Road picture posted on your wall from the Beatles.
Yeah, it was a picture that was taken before the Abbey Road photo.
Okay.
So there was like the Beatles getting ready. It's really cool.
Because that's current. Not at all. So I don't know, that got me in a whole tiff, and I said,
right.
Well, I'm going to post on his wall. So I got a picture of the monkeys, and I posted right on his wall. I said, these guys are relevant too.
Well, actually, what you wrote is, these people also made history.
Oh,
and you know what? You're right.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's current.
I will say this, and this is a very, I want everyone to remember this thing.
Yes.
To even put the monkeys in the same sentence as the Beatles.
No,
you can't. Is blasphemous. Well,
just goofing around.
And it's ridiculous. The monkeys.
He knows that.
Yeah.
Monkeys make me
want
to
a lot of great records.
Show when you're younger.
Overproduced. Get them to play live. You know, that's like putting the monkeys in the same closet. You know, that's like putting the monkeys in the same boat as Aerosmith.
Yeah,
you're not. You're talking about artists, and you're talking about hacks
or TV characters.
Boy,
TV
did they make
characters. That's what it is.
Great records, though. They really did.
Yeah, actually,
I didn't think that Daydream Believer.
They were
bubble gummy. Crappy
huge
little records.
Pop hits.
Yeah. Oh no, big hits.
Have songs?
Yeah, I do.
Wow.
I have a lot
You're
of
shock.
Daydream.
Well,
Daydream
no, I just figured any Beatles,
are you
true Beatles fan doesn't
are
have
you
any
play
monkeys.
Monkeys
I'll play you a record that
guy.
I think stands
play your
up.
Favorite Monkeys record.
This one was when it ever pops up here.
Yes.
Stand up against almost any record of the '60s. If you take the big hitters out of it, if you take out the Beatles and stuff like that.
Okay. If you,
but the Beatles are their own category.
If you take out Mozart, Sam down at the peasant shop, he worked with his little guitar, his minstrel show.
I don't put them in the same category as the Beatles. However.
Jeez, thanks. Way to go out on a limb.
You're quite welcome. But if you put them up against, say, like,
oh, I love this song.
The Buckinghams or other big hits like the Grassroots.
Perfect
pop record.
I'm an idiot. I thought this was the Beatles.
No.
You are an idiot.
No.
That's unfortunate.
What was the lyric? Let's see if we can recreate
I thought that. Love was only true in fairy tales.
Maybe
then for someone else, but
not for
me.
You know who wrote this song?
I love it. Good memories. Was that the opening of the show?
No, the opening to the show was the theme to the monkeys.
Hey, we're the monkeys.
Yeah. I'll play you something.
I'm going to stop talking.
No, you think you're fine.
You're fine.
Who wrote it?
I'm going to play you his version of it. I think you're going to like it. Let's at least play the hook. It is such a great song.
Here we go. Right here.
Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Nothing?
Mike O'Mara, not a fan. Maybe you like it by this guy.
Here's what.
Here's the version.
Hold on. Shut up for a second. Here's the problem.
He's mad now.
The reason I didn't like the Monkees is the Monkees had a couple of hits.
Yeah.
Way to go. Good stuff. Yeah. Pop records, fun to listen to.
Yeah.
And then they just milked it and milked it and milked it and milked it and milked it. And it just, to me, what the Monkees did to music is what, like, bad sitcom people do with their careers.
Well, you know, it's funny.
And I didn't like it.
Because I don't think it's the Monkees who did that. I think it's the bad sitcom people.
Yeah,
I think it's the producers and the people that own the Monkees image that made
who
them
came
milk
first?
No, the Monkees toured every when I started my radio career.
Oh, they're still
touring.
Like,
we could get the Monkees every 6 months. We could do an interview with Dave Jones.
Yeah, they're still
touring.
Or
Mickey effing Dolan as he bloated up.
Was it just a TV show or was it a band and then a TV show?
It was
show?
A band that was launched because of the TV show. The whole thing was very well orchestrated.
Some of them weren't even musicians.
That's why he loves them.
Mm. How about
because
this?
It was his lover.
His worlds are colliding.
His world, his television.
Here's the guy.
And it was his band.
He's so right.
It's true.
That's
why you love Jerry, because he was on your magic box on Labor Day.
Here's the
that's
guy.
That's why you love the Monkees.
That wrote I'm a Believer.
Guy who?
Performing his own version of it. And I think even you like this songwriter, Neil Diamond.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales.
Bam!
I like Neil Diamond.
Boom!
That's all I said.
I don't love him.
I said, I think you like this guy.
He's all right.
And there you go. That's a ringing endorsement.
Has anybody ever been to a Neil Diamond concert?
I just watched last night.
But
I watched
the biography.
Yeah, I watched the biography of Aerosmith.
Yeah.
And what they had to do to attain their level of of stardom.
Right.
And then when they had, Aerosmith, they said, and I believe this, the only band that's been to the top, got knocked down and then been to the top again.
Right.
The best rock and roll band in the land. And
well, because they lost everything.
The heroin, Joe Perry and Steven Tyler,
the
and all
managers.
That crap. But man, it's just to compare them to the Monkees. I think I look at the Monkees as a fictitious band.
I wouldn't compare them to the Monkees, but I don't think you can write the Monkees off. They had at least a half a dozen huge hits.
Monkees
and at least two members of the four-member band were musicians.
They
Mickey Dolenz
and I think
Peter
maybe Tork. This is after watching this Aerosmith last night. The Monkees had their big hits because they were on television.
Sure.
Yes.
That's
well,
why.
That
part
of, well,
that
and they were catchy pop songs at a
they
time.
They were catchy pop
the
songs.
Catchy pop songs
but
were
those catchy,
big.
Those catchy pop songs wouldn't have made it without the television show.
Hmm.
The television show contributed to their
songs
fan
were
base.
Better than the show was.
Yeah, you know what? I think
totally
you're right. But
that.
Also,
I agree with that.
It's there's also things that you have to give credit to the producers. In essence, they invented the music video
right.
the way we
yes.
know it today.
Right.
And so the music video has been used to propel pop records as well. So it was advanced
they have
marketing.
A place.
Yeah, it's advanced marketing.
Speaking of Aerosmith, I don't know if this is covered in. Is it the Behind the Music that you watched?
No, I watched Biography.
Okay, so
right.
There's a moment in the old Behind the Music on VH1, which was a great series. I don't know what happened to it.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about how when they play Sweet Emotion, that everybody hates playing it because they know that 50% or somehow they have to pay out their old managers because they gave away the rights to the song.
You know, it's funny because the very first Aerosmith album was not a critical success.
Right.
And they didn't want to release.
It was 74, right?
I think in that area.
Yeah.
And they went out and they had to go out and hit the road and build up their fan base by performing live shows.
Yeah.
If that isn't like the greatest way for a band to become iconic, and then they did, and then they came out, I think, with Toys in the Attic, and it was just a smash. I probably got my albums wrong because I'm
amazing.
Not a musician.
They are amazing, though.
But I always will always look at them. I've always got a thing for the Monkees. Feeling
you really do.
It was the TV show, and then they toured and toured and toured. Are you playing every Monkees song?
Not every Monkees song, just ones I like.
Have it some Aerosmith. Do you have any Aerosmith? In your
no chance.
In your left Hello Kitty collection over
left
there.
Left it at home.
Yeah, there's no chance.
Do you have any Aerosmith at all?
Let me see what I can
it's
do.
It's on the car with his chicken and apples.
No chance. Do you have any on your iPod?
I have 26 songs by Aerosmith.
Look at Ronick. Ronick has it.
You have Aerosmith?
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, wait, like ready to go?
Sure.
Yeah, let's pull it out.
Here we go. You know what? Rob said he's got 26.
Yeah, he's got.
I mean, just to offer a little balance.
Right, right. Yeah.
Train kept it rolling. Live version.
Boy, he would love it if I didn't have this, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah, I actually would have loved it too.
You know what one of my favorite Aerosmith songs is, and it's only available on the soundtrack to The Last Action Hero. Do you remember when they did Dream On with an orchestra? Bless you, Buzz.
Sorry.
Whoa. Jesus, Buzz.
I think it'll be all right.
Do you remember when they did Dream On with the orchestra?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Great, great recording.
We are running super late.
Wow.
We got Let's on just this keep tangent. Going. We'll come back, and we'll have Rob's audio vault. We'll continue this discussion and play a little Don Cornelius, and be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Rob's Magic Audio Vault brought to you by Pro Flowers. Put her in the mood for love.
Right.
With chocolates, flowers, and so much more. Delivered on-time gifts from Pro Flowers. There's still time to check out some of their amazing specials. Click Pro Flowers ad right now at MikeO'MaraShow.com. That helps the show. Mm-hmm. That goes without saying. And what is this? What are you playing now?
This is Dream On, performed by Aerosmith with the full symphony orchestra. They did it at an MTV either movie awards or an
it
MTV.
It was the VMAs.
The VMAs.
I remember this.
And it
always,
was amazing.
I always will be very proud of my high school years that we had Dream On as my junior prom theme. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we had Beginnings by Chicago as my senior prom theme.
It was good music
I was
then.
Always happy.
Want
to
feel your skin physically crawl?
Yeah.
Do you know what our song was for our graduating class?
This will speak volumes.
The Wind Beneath Your Wings.
Oh.
I rest my case.
Hey, I didn't like it either, okay?
All about the year.
Who hijacked
no one knows for sure.
Your prom committee that Wind Beneath My Wings was...
No one knows
Oscar
for sure.
Oscar pointed at you.
I didn't like that song. I blame Matt Richburg.
But it was a guy, one of your boys.
No, I don't. No, I had nothing to do with the student government. Are you kidding? They wouldn't even let me on the morning announcements.
Do you
they
remember your
me.
Prom theme?
Yes, I think it was Titanic. No, it wasn't Titanic. It was a theme. It was one of Celine Dion's songs before Titanic.
My Heart Will Go On.
It might have been before it went on Titanic. It was a single.
Okay.
So it might have been that one.
It wouldn't be My Heart Will Go On for a prom, would it?
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Because now I just think sinking boat.
No, but it was because I remember seeing Titanic alone in a theater, depressed, my freshman year in college in Franklin, Massachusetts.
I think it was released for the soundtrack, though.
No,
I thought it was written for.
It was written beforehand and then put into the soundtrack.
Oh,
if I'm not
okay,
mistaken.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. Do you remember yours?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think it was Stairway to Heaven. Honestly, yeah. I know. I was saying that,
because I just gave you a softball.
I know
that I was throwing up.
No,
Rob, do you remember?
I actually have.
Buzz, I wouldn't have been able to come up with one really quickly. So let's see if Rob. Do you remember what Buzz's prom thing was?
I have
was
it in it? A second, but go to Mark for a second.
Okay, Mark, yes.
Because I need just my song?
Yeah,
what was yours?
I have no idea. Macarena. No, I have no idea. Yeah. I have no idea. I can't remember.
The that Macarena. Speaks, Mark, the youngest one in the room, correct?
No, yes. Oscar.
Oscar's the youngest one in the room? Do you notice the two youngest guys in the room don't have music that they particularly remember?
Not
because,
as memorable.
Because they don't come from... that era,
right?
That has memorable
right.
music.
They had crappy music available.
My
you
music,
really don't.
My music taste improved once I hit college, but you know, in high school, it was just terrible.
Well, I think it's the same
music.
Reason why you had so many retro movements with music of people in your generation.
Amazingly, I do have Buzz's high school song here with me.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't remember it.
I was surprised that I have it, but it's right here.
Let's listen.
It's
been a while.
Buzz's prom.
Wait for the hook, Mike.
Yeah.
It's a friggin' home run.
We cut a rug or two on this. I remember the floor opened up at one point. And we all fell into the pool and God,
oh my
God. It was cold.
Buffalo Gal, won't you come out tonight?
Exactly.
Someone spiked the punch.
All right. It's time. Do
we
open the audio?
You got to open the thing, Mike.
Let's open up the audio vault. Oh, God. Yeah, Buzz, I was
I wish
you.
I could have pulled faster.
No, see, I was thinking of that as soon as I asked you the question. I realized that was a comedic setup. And,
Well, you know, as we go from the music of the 1920s,
yes.
I start with the theme to Soul Train, which was actually by MFSB. And it's the sound of Philadelphia, but it was Don Cornelius who put the singers over it to say these words. Soul Train, Soul Train. Mm-hmm. I helped write the lyrics.
Don, sad Don Cornelius, offed himself this morning. And
apparently really, a self-inflicted gunshot.
I guess a lot of health problems, some marital strife over the last few years. And, you know, that's really, really a shame. I think that what you wish for elderly people when they get on in years is to, you know, really kind of be surrounded by their family and friends and not live the kind of life that, you know, that I'm very, very afraid that I might live.
But I do think one of the most iconic things about Soul Train would run at half past the hour. The Soul Train bottom bumper. Yeah. Now, I don't think that was Don Cornelius.
I was watching some Soul Train on YouTube, and you want to just talk about 70s.
Oh, time machine. Yeah. Absolute time machine.
I mean, it's like watching, you couldn't get the best Hollywood clothing designer to recreate what you see on Soul
Train.
What
was it in the 70s about orange? They loved orange.
Right.
It was an orange set with orange. And now all we have that's orange are our candidates.
And denim used, that was the beginning of denim used, not just for jeans, but denim used for vests and dresses and things like that.
Denim with a lot of like studs and bedazzlements.
And different.
Big Puggy Bear denim hats.
And different patches of denim.
Long pointy collars.
And of course, Don Cornelius was, above all, a smooth guy. And I loved more than anything, Don Cornelius, the way he would close the show.
And that's just about all, y'all. We thank you so much for joining us. You come on and do it with us next week on these same stations, and you can bet your last money it's all going to be a stone, guys, honey. I'm Don Cornelius, and as always, in parting, we wish you love, peace, and soul.
Nice.
And what's great is what you don't even realize as you're watching at home. That's a guy talking up a record live on national television. Yeah. Not too shabby.
What a voice.
I risk sounding like an old fart today, but man, you know, you listen to the radio nowadays.
Oh, it's horrible.
It's just, and you watch television, I want more bigger than life people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Maybe that's what I'm looking for in movies as well. And I just, I'm starving for more.
How about Governor Chris Christie?
Well, these major broadcast companies really aren't allowing the talent to become really superstars anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They're just not.
Well, because it requires time to build, and time is money.
And you have to pay them when you can get JWoww.
Know? Why do that when you can get a Jersey Shore?
Right.
Because that's what we have dumbed it down to. And this is when the suits rule the roost.
Mm-hmm.
This is when the guys that are on the sales side, on the Sam Rogers side of
when
the
they're
world,
running things.
This is when they rule the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's sad. It
I
really
hate
is.
The sales guys.
I think one of the reasons that Don Cornelius was allowed to excel is because Don Cornelius answered only to Don Cornelius.
Right.
And incidentally,
he built his own empire.
One of the things that works about this is we have a sales guy that firmly has his feet in the performing.
He respects it.
That's why you understand it.
He loves
you get
it.
You know the sizzle, you know, and stuff like that. But I mean, it's just it's frustrating to me. You know, when you see when's the last time we had a guy like Don Cornette? You know, they don't exist that much
anymore.
Right. It's kind of sad.
The new hip hop star, Mike, though, is someone that I found on the internet. Believe it or not, I think our new hip hop star is Siri from the iPhone 4S.
Okay. Rightly so.
And I think you may want to look
at do I want that product.
Buying this record collection might be a good first step, Mike.
Everybody loves Siri.
Greetings.
And what she did for voice recognition software, she'll do for music with her debut album, Siri Loves Hip Hop. What do you love, Siri?
Siri loves hip hop. Laid back? With my mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Get out with LPP.
Yeah, you know me. Every last homie.
It's Siri Loves Hip Hop. What else, Siri?
This is great.
Plus, you'll also get me so horny. It's all about the Benjamin and Fight the Power. My all-time favorite rapper's delight. I said I hip hop hippie hippie to the hip hip hop. You don't stop the rock until the bang man boogie say up. Jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie beat.
You sure love hip hop, Siri.
I love me some Tupac, Curtis Blow, N.W.A. and Wu-Tang Clan.
America's favorite speech recognition voice conquers rap with Siri Loves Hip Hop.
I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Siri Loves Hip Hop.
Chisel my whistle.
Available on iTunes.
Download today, bitches.
Most fake commercials suck.
Yeah,
that was good. All right,
that
we'll close
good.
On that.
That is fantastic.
Safe home, Don Cornelius.
Yeah.
We will take a break, and we will go to Buzz and News right after this. And safe home, Don Cornelius. How you doing, everybody?
You bring it.
Time for Buzz Burbank and the News. Let's get him in here right now. Good friend of Don Cornelius back
That's right.
in the day. Buzz, take it away.
Brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Bookmark us for all your shopping at home and at work.
Yeah,
MikeO'MaraShow.com. We'll take you directly to your account, and we get the credit. You're saving money and supporting the show when you shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. We have done plenty lately to piss off Iran. Iran deserves what it's getting, but it's plenty pissed nevertheless. Someone, Israel, keeps assassinating Iran's nuclear scientists. The world's trade sanctions against Iran have put its economy in a ball-crushing grip, and Iran does not like it that we now have a few of our most badass warships cruising near its shores.
I'm on the, you know, I depart from my little left-wing politics when I say, you know, we really shouldn't wait.
No. Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to build a nuclear
bomb. There are times to be proactive.
And I think that, you know, this is one that Mitt Romney answered it very diplomatically today, and I know the president has answered it diplomatically, but, you know, this worries me that, you know, that they're working very hard to get this bomb so they can go F you to the superpower world.
Right.
And I'm like, I agree. We ought to keep them
The Iranian government is clearly nuts, and we know that they have weapons-grade nuclear
uranium,
materials.
Right.
Exactly, and plutonium. And we know that they're developing. Israel believes they will have their bomb, that Iran will have its bomb before this year is out. And tradition requires them to get right on that. And although Iran's president says he's willing to open nuclear talks again, we know what Iran is really up to. Iran showed its hand last October when we uncovered a plot to assassinate a Saudi ambassador right here on the streets of Washington, D.C.
Right.
Now U.S. officials say Iran may be planning other attacks here in the U.S., this time aimed at Americans. Those U.S. officials are also worried about attacks on Americans overseas. That is what the intelligence community is watching right now.
So, you being not as hawkish as some, as dovish as others.
I'm with you on this.
I think we got
to... We have to do this.
Sort of say, hey, Israel, go ahead.
It helps.
It's time to deal with that.
No. It helps that Iran knows that we're serious about this.
No, you don't think so?
No, because unfortunately... Israel can do everything as passive-aggressive as possible without showing their hand, but if they're known and they get into a war, we're in a war.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line.
So what should we do?
Is it a war or is it an airstrike?
It can easily become a war.
You think so?
Easily.
And I disagree. Think that is, I think that's a fuzzy line.
I think we can
airstrike.
Do what we have done throughout our history,
yes.
where we can go in and we can have surgical airstrikes that
and
cripple
And that is the modern
these,
way.
You know, it's not but, like, what is Iran going to do?
But no, it's not just Iran. It's the Muslim nation. They would all, for better or worse, you rally around your own. And that what they would say is this they would turn into a holy war. And then, unfortunately, for us, and look, there's a reality behind the value of Israel and what those people have been through. And they deserve every ounce of land they have there. And you will fight for decades and no one will agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, politics-wise, and really realistically, if they ever go to war, we're going to war as well.
I disagree.
Bottom line.
I disagree. History will show you that Israel has fought many wars that we were not involved. The 67 war that we were not involved.
Not only that,
with.
The Muslim world is divided right now. With the Arab Spring, the rest of the Muslim world in that area is more with the freedom-loving Muslims who have escaped their religious oppressive rule, and they would like to see other fellow Muslims would like to see Iranians also escape that oppressive
rule. But it only takes another nation. Or even Iran.
I don't think they've got the juice, Oscar, to pursue
that's another factor.
A world war, you know, or start
if the first airstrike takes out their bomb.
I mean, you could make the same argument about, even though we should not have gone into Iraq, you could make the same argument about Iraq.
Sure.
Where were the other Muslim countries that rallied behind Saddam Hussein? They didn't do that. This is the same thing with Ahmadinejad. I think that they're going to do that.
Sure.
We'll have to wait and see. My feeling is, you know, that risk is not as significant as the risk of if they have a nuclear warhead with a method of delivery that they can send into, you know, Frankfurt.
Yes.
You know, that scares the hell out of me.
So listen, we'll go in, we'll get the bomb, and it wouldn't be a total.
So you guys are buddies.
Yeah, that won't last.
Yeah.
My story of the day. You can support breast cancer research through the American Cancer Society, the National Breast Cancer Foundation. You can support screening by donating to Planned Parenthood. There are several reasons you may not want to support that research through the Susan G. Komen Foundation you've heard so much about.
Really? How dare you?
Last year, Planned Parenthood saved lives through early detection of breast cancer, especially among women who couldn't afford to get screened elsewhere. To support that effort, the Komen Foundation donated $700,000 to 19 Planned Parenthood franchises. That infuriated many Catholics and others opposed to abortion, social conservatives, and these social conservatives have now successfully applied enough pressure that the Komen Foundation is now ripping its funding away from Planned Parenthood. That's unfortunate because Planned Parenthood was one of Komen's most effective tools in early detection and treatment. Now, even women who've participated in the Komen race for the cure say they will no longer support that foundation, but instead give through other organizations. Komen's also established a reputation for suing other breast cancer organizations that dared to use the words "for the cure."
Yeah, I say screw them, and you know, there's no argument here.
Right,
there's no argument here whatsoever.
It's all over.
This is a political, pressure being put upon a big bureaucratic organization, the Susan G. Komen Fund, and it sucks.
Now,
the bottom line, you're saving lives. I don't care how you save those lives by preventing breast cancer. If you save lives, you save lives. You take this abortion issue out of the equation.
Been a while since I've been to Mass, but aren't they in favor of saving lives?
Yes,
I don't
they
remember
are.
The hard line on.
And don't lay it all at the feet of the Catholics.
By the way, abortion is minuscule.
Because there are plenty of devout Catholics like my mother who is pro-choice.
Then then I withdraw the remark. Okay. But I just, you know.
And I mean, it really there are, you know, to say it's all, there are the Catholics that are passionate.
It's
and
more
the Catholics,
social conservatives than it is Catholics.
But what I'm saying is, okay, then let me
And the
take,
Catholics have gotten more
progressive.
That faction of the, I've been to a Mass where they were saying, hey, and if you want to join us on the buses, we're going down for the Right to Life March. Mm-hmm. And so I think Catholic churches have maybe certain factions
back
gotten
off.
A little more right to
Great
life.
Great place to meet women.
When I take it back, I take back the remark. But what I was trying to say is that really when you got people who on the surface are about saving lives and then they would put pressure in something that is preventing the saving of lives.
Right.
It seems conflicted at the top.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it really
bring religion to anything.
It's politics and religion again.
Yeah, it's too bad that politics could ruin what Susan G. Komen was doing or was at least trying to do. There are others who would argue that you can spend your charitable dollars more effectively in more efficient organizations as well.
They're going to get a backlash on this one.
They will.
How are we on time? You want me to jump to the kicker?
Please do.
Okay, let's do that. Finally, sex news. In Wisconsin, an 18-year-old man tells police he was sexually assaulted by two women who are sisters. Now, not nuns, or not his sisters, not Nubian babes. No, these are sisters to each other, a sister act, if you will, and I know...
I will.
Exactly.
I love it when you use the word Nubian.
I do, too.
Thank you.
I got kind of excited.
I think it just moved.
In a good way.
Go ahead, Buzz.
I can't. But it wasn't all fun and games. Among other things, they reportedly attacked his manhood with a pair of pliers.
Ooh.
Yeah, not good. But in Vero Beach, thank you, Florida, a man arrived home to find his wife sleeping. Ooh. He awakened her and asked her to get out of bed. He had what he felt was a very good reason for waking her and making this request. It was because he wanted to use that bed to bang another woman he'd just met.
Oh, dear.
And the wife was in the bed in the way.
Yeah. Vero Beach.
Yeah. The wife did not take well to all this and has since been arrested for battery. And this does not bode well for the marriage, which is now in its fifth month. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, Buzz. Thank you all for listening. Our show today was brought to you by Jimmy's Old Town Tavern and Jimmy's annual Super Bowl Bash. We'll figure out what we're going to do there. But I like the idea of
the
voting on the Super
the
Bowl.
Now we've got something.
If we can contact Jimmy, he'll be all in
I'll
on that,
do
I think.
That.
Happy hour drink prices from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. with brunch from 11 to 2 and 50-cent wings all day, even for carryout, plus a free football pool for the first 100 fans with prizes after every quarter, except for Oscar, we'll be there at 4 for Jimmy's Jeopardy. Reservations
Jeopardy.
Recommended. Buzz, put that in the copy.
I'll take it out.
Reservations recommended. Call 703-435.
Jim's. That number again?
435 Jim's.
Right.
And all this week's specials on Giants food, pastrami, Nathan's hot dogs, Patriots food, lobster rolls, clam chowder, plus Brooklyn and Sam Adams lagers, Jimmy's Old Town Tavern, Herndon, Virginia. My God, that's a lot of coffee. Thank you. So long. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long, everybody.
Ciao.